Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Julie Tussey Show. I have a special show for you today. My assistant, Gina, is joining me in the studio as we catch up on some things that are going on the Julie Tussey Show, and is going to share some exciting new things that you may not know about. Also, we're going to talk about the subject called Victress.
Get on the Julie Tussey train. We're going somewhere, baby.
Pop the glam pain. It's time for the Julie Tussey Show. Live guest, current events, scathing exposés. The original suburban bombshell. The big blonde baby. Giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tussey.
Today, the Red Door Studio 23, which is officially the Tussey Music and Entertainment Studio, and we love it. I'm here with my sidekick and my personal assistant, Gina Paytek. Gina, how you doing, girl?
Doing super good. I almost walked into your door, but I didn't, so it's all good.
Yeah, we have a big big sliding glass door, and on the side that slides, it doesn't have anything, and on the other panel it says Tussey Music and Entertainment on the door. And you cannot tell because the Tussey does move over. You could look at the Tussey.
That's what I look for when I walk by the corner. Okay. I look for the T.
Yeah,
gorgeous door, but very
secret. Do not walk through that door. It's pretty heavy, but I do think it could break if we cracked it real good, you know?
Yeah, that'd be my luck.
So, yeah.
Kind of bad luck, would you get?
This is what I have to deal with, people.
I'll bring you the coffee if it makes it through the door.
Yeah, poor Gina. She's my personal assistant, and things have been getting really busy here on the Julie Tussey Show. We are doing some amazing things, and poor Gina. Gina, do I overwork you or what?
No, I'm super ecstatic. All the stuff that's going on with this, like, hello.
Well, we've been bragging it up. So creative, and I just wanted to take time out in this podcast today and talk about a special event that we have coming up and maybe do some catching up with Gina. But we have been working really hard on the event called Victress, and it is a luncheon here in Richmond, Kentucky. It's the first of what we hope will become many in the future, and we are not only advocating breast cancer awareness and research, we're advocating women being, amazing, off the chain. Like, you know, I was talking to Shemaine.
Empowered.
Yesterday, I did an interview with Shemaine Nugent, and we were talking about how her mission in life, she says she's on a mission from God, and I feel the same way. I'm on a mission from God to encourage women and to help women feel better about themselves. And so we're talking and talking, and I said, well, Shemaine, you know what I say? You know what I say, Shemaine Nugent? No, that's what I should have said.
What you say?
And she said, what? And I said, I am a woman. What's your superpower?
There you go.
So, hashtag, I'm stealing that. And I said, hashtag, I stole it too.
Right.
So, but, you know, we're all about women, and that's what Victress is about. So not only are we going to be talking about breast cancer a little bit, we are doing some amazing things, and you don't want to miss out. This is going to be October the 20th, 2018, because, you know, podcasts are infinite.
Right, so just in case they, you know, don't show up to the wrong place.
In case you're listening to this in 2028, you'll know not to show up.
In which case, hopefully, we'll be in, like, London, New York.
Yeah, we'll be hosting in London. I know, we want to go everywhere. So it's October the 20th. It's at 11:30, and we have raised some sponsors. You'll hear a commercial with a really sexy man voice from my husband today, telling about the sponsors. But we're going to have dancing, spontaneous dancing. We're going to have a DJ. And what else are we doing?
Hello, my favorite part, the fashion show.
Who's coming in with that?
Well, we're going to have various fashions from JCPenney and Belk local, who were nice enough to help us out. They're going to loan us their clothes.
So shout out to JCPenney and Belk. Hey. We appreciate you.
Right? And then we are hopefully going to have our accessories for the Julie Tussie line ready, and maybe we can show a few of those off.
Yeah, let's talk about those a little bit. Okay, so we've told you October the 20th. Mm-hmm. At Richmond, Kentucky, at 11:30, the Victress Women's Luncheon. You can actually go to facebook.com/TheJulieTussieShow, and you can get information galore about this. And we want you to tag your friends. We're doing this really cool thing right now, and it's got to do with our merchandise line, but we have a fantastic, beautiful bracelet and a beautiful scarf that we are going to put in a Facebook Live drawing. For every woman that goes to, you can even go to the Julie Tussie page, just my personal page, and find this. It's actually a video telling you, tag 5 of your girlfriends, and we'll put your name in the drawing and see who wins these 2 items. And I actually show you them in the video. They are
gorgeous,
off the chain, beautiful. So let's talk about what we've done, because this is so interesting, and it's taken us months to create this. Oh my gosh. But we have created a merchandise line for the Julie Tussie Show. And it will all be revealed, the great reveal. I need sound effects. The great reveal.
Some brimstone and fire part for it. Banging on gongs.
Yeah. We'll be revealing that at the Victress Women's Luncheon. And it is going to be so cool. Tell the listeners, Gina, what we have. I mean, we are like mad scientists.
Oh, yeah, we got
office.
A lot going on. and I'm super excited because I feel like I knew the secret before everybody else. But
yeah, you do know the secret. But now we're telling the secret, but it's not the same as putting it in your bathtub.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
It's not the same.
We have some super, super fragrant stuff going on in Julie's office right now.
It smells so good in there.
Some bath bombs. Oh, my God, it smells amazing. Especially the one for exfoliating. Like, I love that one.
Yeah.
And you're going to love it, too, especially in the mornings.
That's right. Yep. So we've created a women's line. We've got there's actually several different fragrances. There's Victress. Mm-hmm. It has a fragrance. Big Blonde Baby fragrance.
Yeah.
The Suburban Bombshell fragrance. What did we call the other one? Cookies and Cream Latte.
Yep.
Fragrance. And then we created one and maybe 2 for men. And the men's called,
Sandstorm.
Sand Smoke.
Yeah. Jesus, I am thinking about some Star Wars
stuff
right now.
We're calling on him early in the morning, Gina.
Oh, yeah.
Help us, Lord. So we've got those different fragrances. In each line, there is a bath bomb. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And they have coconut oil. It's all essential oils.
Super moisturizing.
Super moisturizing. A little glitter. Because, you know,
sparkles.
My name is Glamma, and they used to call me Aunt Flashy. My nieces and nephews, Aunt Flashy.
And it's cosmetic glitter, so you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, we've done our research to make sure it won't hurt anything or anybody.
If you know what we mean.
If you know what I mean. Wink, wink. So we have the bath bombs, and we have a bar, soap bar that's very, very creamy and delicious. I'm telling you, this is the kind of stuff you're going to want to use on date night.
Right.
Well, and you may want to use it every day and love yourself.
Exactly. If you get the Suburban Bombshell and you got daughters, you might have to fight for your bar of soap.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Oh, so each one has its own beautiful fragrance, and it has a bath bomb and a body bar. And we may add body butter down the road.
And then for the men,
we have an oatmeal bar that has this sandy, smoky, it's amazing smell.
Right.
It's beautiful. And we're going to create and work because it's not even done yet.
Yeah, we're still working on part of it.
A beard butter that you can actually use on your entire body. So, you know, if you're one of our 25% of male listeners, you need to go check this out. We're going to, at the very same time, try to pull off and pour Gina. I'm sorry, Gina. I'm announcing
it's okay.
It.
It's fun.
And it's now official. We're going to try and have it on the storefront at thejulietussieshow.com. Either that day or shortly thereafter.
Right,
probably,
that way
probably
they can find it.
Shortly thereafter, because if I put it on that day, they don't need to come and see me.
That would be sad.
I know,
you guys
because
should
I
want to
see
us.
You.
You should also RSVP because you love me and want my job to be smooth sailing.
Yes, yes, definitely. If you're going to come, RSVP us. Gina, is there, would you want your phone number out in public, or is there some way that we can make it easier for them? You don't have to do that, but is there some way we can make it easier? Probably just going to the Julie Tussey Show on Facebook is the easiest way to RSVP. Now, you can go to thejulietusseyshow.com. Right. And it'll pop up and say, do you want to add your email address to be on our email list, which we're going to need. So if you are a fervent listener and a regular listener, please go to the Julie Tussey Show, thejulietusseyshow.com, and get on our email list, because that's how we're going to be able to send you coupons.
And you can email us, too.
And, you know, I don't like spam, and I don't like overdue. So I'm always an underdue girl when it comes to emailing and texting and stuff. Probably need someone else to do that for me, because I don't do it enough. So we won't spam you, we promise, but do that. But when you do that, when you go on the julietusseyshow.com and it pops up and says, do you want to be on the mailing list, baby?
You totally do.
It has a place where you can leave notes, and you can actually tell us that you're RSVPing there.
Yeah.
See, I am blonde. That's why they call me the big blonde baby. It took me a rabbit trail circular kind of thing to go on. But I did it.
Right. And they can always email us directly at the email.
Yeah. And so if you're a man listening, get on our email list. You know what I said when we went to Renfro Valley, and that just aired the podcast, and we did an interview. I told Charlie Napier down there, I said that we have 25% male listener, but we need more men to listen, because if you listen to the Julie Tussey Show, you will know how to stay on your wife's good side.
Or just to look good yourself.
But we're going to make you smell good. Ooh, baby. You're going to, that stuff is sitting in the office, and we're like, every
day. Especially that cookies and cream latte.
Oh, you are all about that. Now, that literally has coffee grounds in it for an exfoliant. It's
right,
so cool.
Espresso.
You guys do not know how hard we have worked and how fun it has been. Now, our next step, and if we can pull it off, they'll be there, will be a lipstick for each line.
I'm excited.
In the future, we're going to go into colognes, and we're going to go into more accessories. We also are going to have a jewelry line of accessories, and we're going to have the scarves that I talked about that we're giving away. So that's what we have right now, but you never know. Gina, you never know what is going to happen on the Julie Tussey Show.
Nope, definitely not.
If you haven't seen me in the shower in the bathtub on Facebook yet, you need to go see what's going on. It's so scandalous. But you just never know what you're going to miss. You don't want to miss. So if you're listening today, please do go give us a review and let us know. Reach out to us on Facebook and Instagram and Google, and email us at thejulietusseyshow@gmail.com. Let us know you're there. We'll be right back. We have some more exciting news.
The Julie Tussey Show would like to thank the following sponsors for supporting Victorious Women's Luncheon, coming up October 20th, 2018, at the Central Bank Meeting Room in Richmond, Kentucky at 11:30. Women inspiring women to greater health and success. This is a breast cancer awareness event. Sponsors in Richmond include Bluegrass Marble, Community Trust Bank, Belk, Luxury Pet Services, Cassandra Gross of Legal Shield, McAllister's Deli, Tussey Homes Incorporated, Cadoba, Ben Pointer Backroads Bakery, Penn Station, Nuevo Vallarta, and in Berea, the sponsors include the Seeker Newspaper, Krista Mullins, doTERRA Wellness Advocate. Please support these local businesses.
Dina, we're back now. That was an amazing commercial. Thank you, Gary Tussey. I love you, baby. Oops, forgot him online. I'm recording. I have to be good. So we're going to have all of this stuff for the Victorious. Again, that's October the 20th at 11:30, Richmond, Kentucky, at the Central Bank Meeting Room. I didn't mention that earlier. Central Bank Meeting Room. You can get all the information on facebook.com/thejulietusseyshow. Now, let's go to another thing. Well, first off, we do want to tell you it's lunch, and So we're going to have, we're having a catered lunch. It's going to be really, really good. We are also having a silent auction to help raise some money for breast cancer awareness and to help, you know, foot the bill for the Victress thing. Because we are not charging, baby. This is free. It's free. Get your girlfriends and come and join. It's going to be so, so much fun.
Oh, yes, definitely. And everybody gets a goodie bag. And who doesn't like free goodie bags?
And we're also going to have some raffle drawings. And we have some local businesses that are donating some pretty, pretty tasty and beautiful gifts.
Oh, yes.
Because you know me and Gina, we're all about glamour and food. We have to cook because of the cooking show coming up.
You know, I'm excited for cheesecake. Might be on a diet, but I love to look at it.
Oh, and I'm asking him. He doesn't even know it yet. So if you're listening, then you need to know. I'm not going to say his name yet in case he doesn't want to do it.
Right, just in case.
We're going to create, I don't know, a Julie Tussie Show cheesecake or a Big Blonde Baby. He may want to call it Big Blonde Baby because it'd sell better in the store. But we're going to ask him. I have a certain flavor in mind. I really do.
Don't tell everybody. Someone else might make it.
It's got to be a secret. If you want to taste the first ever flavor of this cheesecake, you need to come to the Victress meeting.
Right.
All right, so one thing I want to bring up right now real quick, because it's kind of like our catch-up show, and we have to, Gina, we have to do these occasionally because we get so much focus on being healthy and fit and glamour and fashion that we got to kind of let everybody know what we're doing because we have a lot of irons in the fire.
Well, we do.
We do. So I did a pilot of 4 cooking shows, and I did that because you all know I've lost 24 pounds, of the which I gained 4 pounds back, and actually 7, 8 back, and I'm down to the 4. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm still 4 pounds up, but we're working on it. And it was simply stress and being too busy. You know, if you're not busy enough, I mean, if you're too busy, it's hard to get in the kitchen and cook. And for me, if I have to eat out all the time, even though I think I'm making good choices, it just doesn't quite work out.
Right. I love the chips and guac and cheese sauce, but, you know, too much.
Yeah, once a week is enough of that. No, you can't do that 3 and 4 times a week. So because of that, though, all of you who have been following me for a while and have known that I've been dealing with this weight loss issue, and I've been fighting it like a tiger, and then I laid down like a kitten for a while, and now I got my eye of the tiger back. But and if you're new to the podcast, that's kind of my story in a nutshell. So we deal with that a lot, and if you have those issues, then this will be good for you to listen to. But as a result, I built an Instagram account. And that's where I kind of started putting my recipes. I am Italian. I live on Mexican. I grew up with an Italian cooking mama. My father was a hunter in Michigan. So like Shemaine and Ted Nugent, we talked about that yesterday on her podcast that we're going to release soon. We lived on a lot of game. So my father was of the effect that you had to have meat and potatoes and then a side for every single meal. And so I learned all these different ways to cook. I learned Italian. I learned country cooking with lots of fat and lots of flavor. And so as a result, I began to take my favorite foods and I would skinify them. Yes, I'm going to look into trademarking that because I skinified them. But being a Mexican food lover and an Italian food lover, it's all about the garlic and the onions and the peppers and the flavor and the heat. So I had to learn how to make my healthier food that would help me to lose weight and keep my schoolgirl figure by adding lots and lots and lots of flavor to it. And so that's what I do. So when I did these pilots, I cooked the original recipes, like we did a taco salad, and we're going to release these on youtube.com/C/TMETV. So Tussie Music and Entertainment TV. Yep, I let that cat out of the bag, didn't I?
Okay.
Okay, so that's up. So we're going to release those pilots, and I may do some of those recipes in the show. So I had these 4 pilots, and I went to a radio station that had added a television station in the last couple years to what they were doing. And they are like, they have 8 radio stations under one roof here. Well, I mean,
yeah, 5
that
FM
they run.
And 3
there are different places, but that they run. And so I actually went to see about getting some local commercials about the podcast because I figured that that would let the people know where I live. I'm all about community. I love worldwide. I love international. I love anywhere I'm asked to go. I love to go there. I love America. And I love, you know, New York. And I love LA and I love Miami and I love Paris and I love Italy and I, you know, I love it all, but I'm really a super big local support girl. We're part of the Chamber of Commerce, the Julie Tussie Show is. Shout out to Richmond Chamber of Commerce. They're great. And so I like to get involved in my community, and I thought, you know, how could I reach my community more effectively? Because we have a huge audience in America and Canada and Australia and New Zealand, and we're breaking into new territory there. But I want to go into the store and, you know, my local Adore Bells, and I want them to know I do a podcast, a lifestyle podcast. I want them to know I'm contributing to our community, and I want to connect with you. That's kind of my heart. So I went to that interview, and we talked about that, and we got a package, but in the conversation, which was quite lengthy,
oh yeah,
because we were at the Mexican restaurant.
I mean, you gotta munch, and then talk, and then munch. Yeah.
So in that, the cooking show pilot happened to slip out to this executive, and it was like throwing fish food into one of those Oriental goldfish ponds.
Right, grease like, on the fire.
You what? Oh my gosh, we are looking for people, and we got signed to go and do the Julie Tussie Show's fabulous cooking show there. So that is coming up, and we're just getting ready, and I'm kind of freaking out. I'm putting the recipes together right now because we actually film into, what, 2 weeks or less?
Yeah, at the end of the month.
Less. A week and a half.
Oh, man.
So, we've been creating all of that, creating the new logo, you know, spinoff of the Julie Tussie Show, getting ready to do TV. And I said all that to say that we want you to know where we are, know what we're doing, and be connected with us. And we are so excited. Gina, are you excited?
I'm totally excited. We're making a cooking show. I'll be, you know, hand in hand with the next Alton Brown, Rachel Ray kind of deal.
Just call me Alton Brown 2, and I don't even know who he is yet, but I will find out because he's
the king of snark.
Well, you know, I just kind of stumbled into this because when I did the pilot, I cooked the original recipe. Like I said, I made taco salad, which that to me is not too bad anyway, but I did a corn chowder. I did my Italian cheesy bread, which is a meal in itself. And I did a 5-minute cheesecake. So we did these
that's
recipes.
Also
but
good.
You know what I do? What makes it? What's going to make it curtailed to the Julie Tussie Show podcast audience too, and the Instagram people and the people looking for health and fitness? I'm going to go ahead and make the original recipe. But when it calls for whole milk, I'm going to say we need to substitute this with 1% or skim. And I'm going to teach you how I take a fantastic recipe and how I make it healthier. Because, you know, Gary always says to me, Julie, you shouldn't redo your recipes. You should just eat less of the original. And I'm like, honey, if I could eat less and be happy, I wouldn't have gained weight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can only go so low in how much food you eat. So I have two things I do. I skinify and I volumize. And, you know, you can replace things with vegetables. So you all who listen to me, you already know this. So we're going to do that on a major, major platform. We are going to be on Roku. We are going to be online at WBON. We are going to be on YouTube. And I think it's going to grow because our local cable company is, I think they're about to add Roku to their lineup. Like part
of
their package.
Yeah, they're switching to
digital. Yes.
Yeah.
Honey, we're going to have a cooking show. And it's going to be out there. It's so exciting. So be on the lookout for that. Excuse me. It is fall in Kentucky. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, the allergies.
My eyes, I want to scratch them out, and I'm always congested. It's so wonderful for a singer and speaker.
That's why you got the Listerine sprays.
Yes, that's why I use Listerine spray when I sing.
You got to keep it like a Hail Mary in your pocket.
Yeah, and I have cough drops. No more Dove chocolate cough drops.
We've switched the seasons.
Yeah, we switched. It's fall now. So I wanted to let you guys know about that. Isn't that so exciting? And we're going to take that show one step further. The first four we're going to do here locally. Okay? We're going to do them locally. We may do them all locally, but we are going to bring on some stars. And I can't say names because they haven't committed and it might not be, like, you know, ethical.
Don't want to jinx ourselves.
But I have a list of names, and yesterday we did get... And we got a confirmation that Shemaine Nugent is going to cook with me.
Woo! Which is going to be exciting.
Come on, clap.
And you guys have got you guys have got similar stuff going on with the hunting and whatnot, so I'm sure you guys will find something awesome.
And we'll let you know, too. She actually invited me to do some things on the during the interview on the podcast, and she then later, when we were not on the podcast, asked me to do some more things. So I'm getting to connect with Shemaine Nugent, and she is like such a fireball. So am I. And I just love her. I love her mission. She's all about women. You have to listen to that podcast, Shemaine Nugent's podcast, if you haven't heard it. And you need to listen to it. It's 118. And I'm either going to, well, you know what? It might be 119 because I think I'm going to release this one and then release hers because I really want to do some post-production on hers. It was such a good interview. Wait till you hear it, Gina.
Oh, no, I'm super excited.
She is thebomb.com. She is my girl. She's my homegirl.
Right. And she's in that lifestyle.
So that's the first one. But if you rich and you famous and you even just kind of a little famous, and I like you a lot, I'm calling you to come and be on the cooking show. I think there's a local restaurant or two I may talk to.
Yeah.
I think, you know, our hashtag is no chef shish.
Well, that's okay. That's what the chefs are there for.
No chef shish, but we will bring you the chef shish with a chef. Say that three times. So hashtag no chef shish for me, because I'm not a chef. But hashtag chef shish is coming.
Right. You just watch one side of the screen for the pro, and then you watch the other side for some fun.
Nah, I'll actually just be they'll be the talent, and I'll be the comedy.
Yeah, there we go.
I'll be like, can I please pour this in? No. No, so I think that's going to be a lot of fun. That's kind of our goal. That's where we're going. We're raising sponsors right now.
Oh,
we got our first sponsor, Bluegrass Marble. Shout out to you. I love my sponsors. I love them. And I give them so much more than I ever even put in a contract. I love my sponsors. So shout out to you, Bluegrass Marble in Richmond, Kentucky. Not only do you provide great and beautiful granite and marble countertops in the Tussie Homes Incorporated homes and all the homes in Richmond, you are awesome.
Right? And you got some killer staff.
I know. They're love the girls amazing. In there. Shout out to Lindsay and Audrey.
Mm-hmm. Our
Those
models.
Are my girls. Yeah. They're going to actually model in the Victress fashion show. All right. Well, that's enough of all of that. Go and sign up right now or subscribe. I guess it would be at youtube.com/C/TMETV and connect with us there. This is Julie Tussie telling you, you have one life. You only get one life. Live it to the fullest.
Woo!
Woo-woo!
After a week of hearing hundreds of I can'ts, I'm here today to tell you, you can. Find us on social media at facebook.com/TheJulieTussieShow and Instagram, The Julie Tussie Show, home of the original Suburban Bombshell. Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. Get Fit.
I know you're the man I want to meet. Everything about you calls my name.
If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.